Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life behind the scenes of a YouTube creator and, would-be farmer, I suppose. Would be, could be, should be, will be, a will-be farmer. Even if it's only a, you know, tiny little plot of something, who knows, or 200,000 acres, who knows what it will be. But Julia and I are very positive about what we're going to do, and the time is right. The Biggleswick book is pretty much there, done. Just, I think we've got 1.5 chapters to go in the epilogue, just to do the grammar, last grammar check, and then it will go to the proofreaders. It is the 10th of July, I think, today. It must be the 10th, because yesterday was the 9th, and everything goes sequentially, doesn't it? Good job, really. It doesn't go just in a random motion that one day it's the 3rd and the next day it's the 15th. That would be a bit bonkers. Yes, I'm just looking at that. It's 7:20 in the morning, a blooming lovely sunny morning. I think it's very good, isn't it? I think the chemtrailers are losing the will. Let's hope they are. And we are winning. Anyway, I'm taking all my attention away from all the nasty things onto the things that matter, and that's what it is. So we've got to go to the farm shop today, and I thought today's video may well be a trip to the farm shop. I know it's not terribly exciting for a lot of people. They want me to sit on my little chair and tell them how awful the world is, but no, those days are gone. We are going to set our intention, and we're going to live by our intention, and things are going to happen, and that is the way it's going to be. I have got to put some washing, you know, you can set your intention and you can dream of the future and you can do all that, but you still have to do the washing. So bear with me, caller, while I just stick you up there and grab a load of washing, laundry, get the old laundry on the machine. Take you down. The lovely Julia is reclining in bed with her champagne and caviar this morning, having decapitated the cat and eaten its legs. Not really, of course. I was up early this morning because I woke up and I thought, you know, a friend of ours on a farm down in Devon, where we stayed and did the lambing, sent us a picture of them on their tractor mowing the hay, or mowing the grass to make hay, I suppose is a better accurate way. And I thought, well, the chances of us buying a £75,000 tractor and the rest, as they say, is pretty remote. So I thought, I wonder what, if we've got our whatever we end up with, half an acre of land, or you know, an acre or so, whatever it is. Let's just turn this thing on. Well, what did they do in the old days? Well, they used the old scythes, didn't they? And so I thought, I wonder how much a scythe is. Is that going to be a bit cheaper than £75,000, you know, against a tractor? Admittedly, a scythe is not as fast as a tractor. But if I get a scythe and a whip, I'll get Julia on the scythe. And all I need is the bull whip and go, come on, move faster.
Prod. Oh, okay, sir.
So I think that could work. And if I do it very carefully, I could actually just sit in a little wheelchair and get Joe to push the wheelchair so I don't have to get up. I can just whip from the wheelchair. Julia, faster!
I have it all planned.
Yes. And if she doesn't, I'll just tie her to a tree.
Oh, that's, yeah. She won't mind that,
you know, as long as I feed her from time to time. But if she's under an apple tree, she might be lucky and catch an apple in her mouth. Well, certainly, you know, in the autumn when they fall. Otherwise, you know, she might brain herself if they fall on her head. Anyway, enough of this gay banter, but I did look at some scythes. So just making a list of the things, really, that we may well need once we're on that little or big, you know, who knows? We may get to 100,000 acres to scythe. That might take a few years just to get through it.
You might go and borrow a horse.
Yes, you might need to borrow a horse. So, yeah, so it's all very exciting. You know, it would be nice to be on it this year as opposed to next, because I dare say the audience will be fed up with us continually going, oh, we're going on the land, we're going on the land, as you see in the comments, you know, some people are going, oh, yeah. After yesterday's video, somebody had said, and I went into the shed and looked at what simple tools I had, you know, then somebody said, yeah, oh, yeah. I'll bet you, hands up those people who think his shed will be in the same dilapidated state next year. That's charming, that is, you know. Sometimes you just think, what's the point of putting these things out there? Because there's plenty of those people who want to block the magic, don't they? And that's mainly because they are too bone idle to get up and do anything themselves. They're so busy sitting on their keyboards trying to put the kibosh on everybody else. So you unblock that by completely ignoring and laughing at them and going, oh, yeah, just another troll. And the funny thing is, you know, they just don't recognise. They need to look at themselves in the mirror because they don't realise they are being troll-like. Because any continual negative put-downs on people's videos is troll-like behaviour. But they don't realise it. I mean, I wonder if they have to join a troll club and they take turns to be who's going to be the big, fat, ugly troll tribal leader. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But anyway, we don't care. It's all good. It's all good fun. That's what I say. So that was this morning. Yesterday, Julia came over. She locked herself out of the house. So she had to wait till she could get back in by one of her kids. So she brought little Joe round. And I don't know if you're a long-term viewer of the old Naked Englishman. It'd be difficult to view it unless there's some weird camera set up. But back in the past, perhaps three and a half years ago, something like that, we had this tin bath and set of wheels. And we sent it down a hill with both myself in it and the lovely Julia in it. And it was good fun. We did it in the video. And it was one of our whimsies, we called it. Anyway, we built this thing, Tim and what was his name?
Tim
Tricker. But no, what was the other chap's name?
Ricky.
That's right. Sorry, Ricky. I don't suppose you're listening, but Ricky was helping us. Anyway, we built this thing. We sent it down this hill. We did this video. And it was been in the shed, and I mentioned it the other day in the video. Oh, yes, that's right. I mentioned it in the video, and you saw a clip. Huh. Anyway, just I thought, as Joe was here, little Joe, he's only five, running around, I thought, well, let's get that out and see if it still works. So we got it out in the lane at the back, and he got him in there steering this old sort of box cart type setup, although we called it a go tub, and Julia called it that, and I thought it was a brilliant name. So, yeah, so that was really good, and he enjoyed that. Our little bath cart. So, and I thought, you know what, when we've got our bit of land and we're moving across the land, you know, we're not going to be able to afford big tractors and trailers, you know, certainly not on day one, maybe day two, but day one, I thought, well, a wheelbarrow would be something we would need, but a wheelbarrow is for a garden, isn't it, really? If you're traipsing across, you know, swathes of land, 400 acres, you're trying to get from one end of the field to the other, because obviously we'll just do monoculture. Great, big, massive field. Take out all the hedges, fill in all the little dew ponds, and we'll, you know, just have one massive square field. And you're traipsing across from one side to the other, and it might take you a day to get across. You need somewhere to put your sandwiches, don't you? So we thought, well, you could put your tools into this thing, into the bath. And if you're planting things, you know, if you are planting hedges or planting crops, well, crops mainly, and seeds and trowels and, you know, pots and whatever you need, basically, you could put that in this little thing and wheel it round. Probably need a bigger one, really, but we've got that to hand. So that's another thing. You know, it's just that business of going, what have we got? What can we use? And once we're there, let's get crack. And people might think we're crackpots. And they're very entitled to think we're crackpots. Because at the end of the day, we are. So we're going to do it our way. And of course, we'll be filming it all. So it'll add a bit of colour. Bit of shine to our way of doing it, and I dare say we'll make loads of mistakes. Yeah, so that's what we played around with that yesterday, and then a friend of ours came round in the afternoon, so didn't really achieve very much in terms of actual writing and things, but we did have a jolly old time, had a chat to him. He's a pipe smoker, good old Costas, so we had a chat with him about some, you know, about spiritual stuff and what have you and all of that stuff. So we did that and puffed our pipes and had cups of tea and puffed our pipes. So we were well puffed out by the end of that, in how puffing it is.
Going back to the bath cart or the goat hub. Jojo absolutely loved that, didn't he?
He did love it. And I'm not surprised, really. It's a shame we didn't have a hill for him to, you know, gently go down. A sort of one-in-one incline.
There'll be time enough for that.
Berry
not
Hill.
Not sure my heart could have coped with that.
No. We could send him down
Berry. Very hard to keep this Berry job Hill. Being alive. Berry Hill, yeah. That's,
it's quite steep.
Yeah. I think he'd launch into the moon. Yes, he'd be quite happy with that. But again, me, I'm not so sure my nervous system could cope.
No, but if you could close off that Berry Hill, which is quite a steep hill, and it's a bit windy as well, like the one in Ditchling. Ditchling Hill is another one with a road that goes up it and a windy sort of way. If you could close it and then coast. You know, coast down there, I wonder what sort of speed that you would get. And of course, if you fell out or you had a bump or something, you'd have a bit of a problem.
Yeah, we'd have to get some motorbike leathers just to for that.
Just
she's saying it as if we would actually do this.
Yes, no,
so daft.
I don't want to break all our bones.
No,
or any of them.
No,
come to that.
Not in this life. Not in next.
Not this week. So So that was all good. And today. This morning, just going to retake the photos for the book cover because I want Julia to be on them as well.
We
want to
be together.
So I've just got to do that and then go to the farm shop and then we'll video the trip to the farm shop. So today's video will be a bit later on. And then I've got somebody coming on the show. I forget who it is now.
A person. No, probably not a person.
Who's coming on?
A people, an individual.
A man is on the show at 4 o'clock.
A man.
Paul Yates is on the show at 4, promoting his book.
Tell my brain cell's not awake. That yeah, you did tell me that like last night.
Yes, he's the guy who wrote the book, The Big Stick, and the title is not important. So he's, you know, I have looked at his book. I have to re-look at it again. I think it is a kind
or
of...
Or you'll feel his big stick.
Yes, or I'd, that's right, I'd be careful with his big stick. but I know he's normally on a yacht.
Ooh.
Sailing around the world.
Fancy.
I know. So looking forward to that. And that will go out tomorrow, but it will be recorded today. So that's that. And today's Thursday, isn't it?
It is, all day.
All day. And then tomorrow's Friday.
Yep, all day.
All day.
Are you picking scabs on your
head? Yes, I am picking them. I've just shaved my head.
It feels so beautiful.
I've got to go to Derby. And also, over the weekend, we're going to pop over and see Barry F.C. Clark.
A.F.
A.F. Clark.
Barry A.F. Clark.
Clark. Now, if you remember, in my videos, I'm often sitting on that chair, and above me, sometimes you see a bit of it, is a very classic image of a Spitfire. And it's appeared on biscuit tins and on prints and various things. You see it in all sorts of the places. It was very popular. I can't remember when he painted it, in the 70s, I think. Anyway, I bought a copy from a shop many years ago now, for a tenner. And I've had it on my wall for a long time. And one day, a couple of years ago, whilst I was doing my monologue and stuff, I had this email saying, "You've got my picture on your wall." And I thought, oh, what are you talking about? I've got your picture. I bought it. I know I bought it from a second-hand shop and charity shop. And I bought it. I got the receipt. Thanks very much. No, he said, no, not that way. I painted it. Oh, I see.
Different.
And anyway, we've been sort of chatting over the last couple of years. And he said, you must come and see us. Well, everything that, you know, you try to do some of these things quickly and they never work out. Anyway, 2 years later, we're going to go and see him and his missus. Yay. And he's got a little workshop and a little small holding. He's been pulling out apple. His little small holding was on a old orchard that's been grubbed. So he's been pulling out stumps, apparently, for the last 20 years or some such thing. Anyway, so we're going to go and see him as well. And that would be fascinating. So that's something to look forward to, and we can talk about that a bit later on in future. In the future.
In the future.
So, I suppose, better have a cup of tea and get this uploaded. Fun. Said better get a cup of tea.
Come back and go back tomorrow.
And then, try and organise these photographs. Mm. I wonder what you're going to wear.
Oh, what do you want me to wear?
You've got a dress.
Yes. Don't you want me to wear a modern caftan?
No, I don't think a caftan would be the...
It's not quite the thing.
Quite the thing for the Biggleswick pictures. Sort of 1940s, 60s.
Yes, I could put another dress on.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Sibilant S this morning.
Ah, yawning.
Sorry. Yes. And thank you to the lovely viewer, whose name now just escapes me, and I apologise for that, for sending the email, who said they laughed their heads off listening to yesterday's nonsense when we were sitting in bed, being very, very serious. Yes. Very serious.
I can't even remember what we talked about.
We talked about a load of old rubbish, I think, which is what we do every day.
I was going to say, specific, because...
I think we were just being amusing.
Yeah. Well, we are funny.
Well,
hilarious.
Yes, the men in the white coats came round yesterday and checked us over. They said, yes, carry on doing what you're doing.
Yep.
You'll be all right. So that's all good.
We've got the highest grade of comedy.
Yeah, yeah, highest grade.
Yeah, that's a bit much to ask.
It was one out of one.
Yes.
So we were all right. Short one today. I say short. 18 minutes. Short enough, isn't it? Short enough. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you did, I'll let you get back to your busy day and your schedule of other stuff that you have to do. And we will talk to you anon. Till then, toodle pip.
Catch you, bye.